Got to catch up with one of our local vets. Dr. Ryan Lane is with us from Orange Vet Hospital. G'day, Dr. Lane. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, good morning, Alex. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Look, weather's starting to warm up a little bit. We're heading into a theoretically hot and dry summer. What are some of the things we need to keep in mind with our furry friends?
Yeah, so I suppose last week, Tash, the week before, talked about snake bites and things, and obviously snakes are always on everyone's radar in relation to toxins and weather warming up, but the few other things that we, you know, need to consider that we've seen recently in Orange, due to people travelling away on holidays, is ticks, and there are quite a few different types of ticks. The one that comes to mind that is a bit more of a worry is a paralysis tick, and a lot of these are situated on the coast. Interestingly, is that the one patient that we had recently didn't actually go to the coast, and it turns out that the client had brought it back, you know, in their travel gear or on their car or on their clothes or something.
Is that right?
Yeah, and it had jumped onto the dog and caused the dog to, you know, become paralysed. So it's just one of those things. Well, it's a really good point of conversation to have.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, I mean, one of the best parts about living inland is not having to worry about ticks when it comes to dogs. So what can you do, I guess, to try and prevent this?
Yeah, so, I mean, there are a few very easily accessible preventatives, and there's a few tablets and spot-ons and products you can use to, I suppose you could use the term deworm them and de-tick them, that are an absolute essential from our end, and if people are travelling away with their dogs, it's an absolute no-brainer. The risk of the animal, you know, dying is quite high with a paralysis tick if they're not treated early enough, and the cost to treat them as well is quite substantial. The anti-venom that they require, and they may need multiple doses of it, is expensive as well. So for what it's worth, I think it's a very simple thing to, you know, prevent rather than cure.
Okay, Dr. Ryan Lane's with us here this morning from Orange Vet Hospital talking a bit about ticks, and even though we're inland, I guess some of the concerns that they've seen around that. So, I mean, is it worth then, if you're planning on heading to the coast maybe, even if it's not taking your dog with you, is it worth treating them anyways we're heading to summer?
It's probably not a bad idea. I think that certainly a lot of the products that we use in the vet world, you know, not really allowed to use brands as such, but there's a lot of them that will cover a lot of what we call the ectoparasites, the ones on the outside. So ticks, mites, fleas, all of those issues, they're very easy and treatable, and for what it costs. For me, it's a no-brainer, particularly being in the warmer months now. Everything gets outside a bit more and people move around a bit more, so there is an increase in, you know, disease spreading and parasitism and things like that. So, yeah, it's a very simple thing to do. And I think sometimes, you know, even people who are quite familiar with animals and had them for a long time, you know, get a little bit complacent and sort of say, oh, she'll be right. But I think you can kind of do better than she'll be right, or we'll see how it goes, I guess, yeah.
What about cats? Are cats particularly susceptible to ticks?
Yeah, so cats also can be in danger. They are problematic. I mean, generally cats don't travel, so you don't have that problem. but it is something that you've got to be aware of. And fleas and mites and all the intestinal worms as well, all of those things always accumulate in a system if they're not treated, and can be quite fatal. In the vet hospital, you do have the odd consultation where you have a dog or a cat that is, you know, literally defecating worms, and it's quite substantial the amount of them that can accumulate in the intestines, and like I said, can be fatal. And the younger animals are generally more susceptible than the adults, but it still doesn't rule it out for an adult.
Yeah, okay. Big something to keep in mind despite being inland, I guess, then. Hey, Dr. Ryan, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
No worries, Alex. Thanks very much.
That's Dr. Ryan Lane there, who is a vet at Orange Vet Hospital, just giving us a bit of a rundown on, well, even though we're inland, just to be careful as we head into this summer with ticks and paralysis ticks in particular, especially if you're planning on taking a trip to the coast, even if you're not bringing your dog with you.